This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Union Cabinet has approved four projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in three states, Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh, and will increase existing network of Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometres. He said these projects include Sambalpur-Jarpara 3rd and 4th line, Jharsuguda-Sasan 3rd and 4th line, Kharsia-Naya-Raipur, Parmalkasa 5th and 6th line and Gondia-Balharsha doubling.
बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है, बहुत केयरफुली इसको सर्वे करके इसका डीपीआर बनाया गया है. छत्तीसगढ़ में जो बहुत बड़ी डिमांड आती है नई पैसेंजर सर्विसेज के लिए, मेल एक्सप्रेस वंदे भारत वगैरह के लिए जो डिमांड आती है, तो इस नए प्रोजेक्ट से रूट का कंजेशन प्रैक्टिकली जीरो हो जाएगा. बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है, बड़ा प्रोजेक्ट है. करीब 8,741 करोड़ रुपीज का प्रोजेक्ट है. 21 स्टेशन है इसमें, 48 bridges.
The minister said it will improve travel convenience and reduce logistic cost. It will decrease oil imports and contribute to low carbon dioxide emissions. Mr. Vaishnav said it will generate direct employment for about 379 lakh human days. The minister said the cabinet also approved Vibrant Villages Program 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the 6th summit of Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, or BIMSTEC, at Bangkok in Thailand today. The Prime Minister described BIMSTEC as a vital platform for promoting global good, emphasizing the need to strengthen the forum to enhance regional cooperation and deepen engagement. He proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. Prime Minister Modi said it is time to boost business across BIMSTEC nations and announce establishment of BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce and organization of BIMSTEC Business Summit every year. From Thailand, Prime Minister Modi will leave for Sri Lanka and reach Colombo this evening on a 3-day state visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's support for a democratic, stable, peaceful, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. In his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit, Mr. Modi underlined that India believes in a people-centric approach to the relationship. Briefing media in Bangkok, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the Prime Minister highlighted the cooperation between the two countries over a long period of time that has delivered tangible benefits to people of both countries. Mr. Misri said the Prime Minister underlined India's desire to forge a positive and constructive relationship with Bangladesh based on a spirit of pragmatism. Back home, both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of Parliament came to an end. The session had commenced on the 31st of January. In his valedictory address in the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the death of 7 women labourers in an accident in Nanded district. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for each injured. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis also expressed grief over the incident and announced financial aid of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Legendary actor and filmmaker Manoj Kumar passed away in Mumbai today. He was 87. Manoj Kumar's son Gunal Goswami said the veteran actor breathed his last early this morning following illness. The last rites of the renowned actor will be performed at Villeparle in Mumbai tomorrow morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of the legendary actor. In IPL cricket, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Ekana Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.